hello and welcome to an impromptu reaction podcast. We weren't planning to do this, and I'm not sure if I wasn't planning to do it because I was so scared about what the outcome might be, but we are here. My name is Claire Wilde, and I'm joined by Lindsay Hamilton. Hi, Lindsay.
Yes!
To react to Celtic 2, Rangers 1 in a huge fixture this afternoon. Lindsay, just talk me through how you're feeling right now.
I'm delighted. I'm really, really buzzing. I'm buzzing for the squad. I'm buzzing for Fran. And I'm buzzing for us because this was it. This was it. Yeah. Like the City game the other week was nerve-wracking because if we'd have lost the City game, it would have been done. And this was the same type of like thing.
Pressure, yeah.
And we've really put ourselves in a really good... There's no chat. Obviously, the game hasn't finished yet, but there's no chat. You know, City might...
As we're recording this at 6:30, Glasgow City are still goalless against Hibs, which is not a result that I think any of us also expected to see this afternoon at all.
No, it's still close, obviously, between the two of them. So I was just kind of frantically like refreshing Twitter and try to see what's what. I can't really believe the way it panned out. I look like an absolute tube because I was on the preview sort of podcast, the Women's the Weekly podcast, given it. There's no, like, what are the odds on it being a close encounter again? Like, surely it's next, like, slim to none. And it was probably closer than the two other games had been in terms of there just wasn't a lot even to go off of.
I know.
There wasn't a lot actually happening for you to be like, oh, shit, they've got momentum or we've got momentum. Like, there was, I don't really know how to explain the game, to be honest. I think I'm going to have to watch it back to be like...
Yeah, I mean, this reaction is probably going to be reasonably chaotic because we're both still completely, like, on a high from actually watching it. It was, I mean, if we try and, like, make some sort of sense of the timeline of the day, we were all outraged when we saw Chloe Craig wasn't in the lineup again because that was a big thing that we talked about in the preview was, please put Chloe in because we really trust her. She's captained the side a number of times. She's been crucial for us. So we were a bit like, what are you doing, Fran?
Yeah, I just don't. And again, it's not about our whole back line is so strong. Like, it is so good. So you really could put anybody in there. But for me, Chloe's one of the first names.
Yeah.
But then again, Kelly Clark came in and scored a goal. I know? just sack me. I don't really. But this is like, they are all so strong. This is what's great about our defence in particular. Yeah, we just have strength and abundance, really, in such a great squad. But I was annoyed. I was enraged. I said that before. I said that on Friday when we recorded. But yeah, when I seen it again, I was like, what is that all about? I don't like the Chapman changing personally. I don't. I've said it. I've stressed it. But
apart from that, though, you talked about the back line. I was like, obviously, I'm a massive Caitlin Hayes stan, and I was very happy to see her back in. I was actually happy to see Chloe Warrington in just because she had such a good game against them last time. And again, I thought she had a good game today as well. I think she's great. I'm really excited about her as a player that we'll see developing over a number of seasons because sort of the only way is up for her. So, in, like you say, in terms of that defence, I wasn't like super worried. I just kind of thought, you just can't get inside the head of Fran when he's making those choices.
It's hard to explain it because it's not as if you're not looking at the back line going, there's a weak link in there at all. That's not that type of conversation. It's just, in my opinion, Chloe's the best one for the job.
Yeah.
And the back line, whether she plays at full back, whether she plays at centre back, I think she's the person that I would want to be starting. And yeah, she came on and, I mean, we got a winner. Not that she played any part in the winner, but I'm just saying the psychology of that. She's just Celtic through and through, really. And I know that's maybe a bit Celtic da comment-esque, but it's not like that. She's a solid defender and clearly a leader in the squad. So, yeah.
But also, in a fixture like this where it is so important and it is against Rangers, like, that does, like, give a little bit of an edge, I think, to have someone like that around, you know, especially with lots of the younger players or the players from down south or overseas who kind of are still getting into that mindset. You know, it's good to have. But, you know, like you say, Kelly did a great job. She scored the first goal. I absolutely love seeing Kelly celebrate a goal.
It's like a shock to her that she's that she's scored, which is odd because she's done it now a few times. But it almost comes as a surprise to herself that just put the ball in the back of the net, and she always goes mental, which I love because I've played with so many players. It's usually strikers as well, so cocky, who will just walk back to the line, and I do appreciate it. I'm like, fair play, but I do also like it when somebody like Kelly did today, like yeah. Bartle did last week, where they just uh-huh. go fucking nuts. I think as well the celebration itself kind of like highlighted the what it like the meant, what the game, like the magnitude of it, and yeah. getting the 3 points.
Because it's very easy for them to sit in the press conferences and the pre-match interviews and stuff and say to us and say to the press, it's just another game. It's just as important, you know, and we're all like we said on the preview, we're like, well, it's not, is it? Come on. And you can tell when they score.
The colours shine through as soon as the goals are scored and the celebrations as well. I'd obviously just say Craigie wasn't involved in the goal per se, but there's a great shot of her celebrating, like the arms immediately go up when Ewan scores, because I think she was in the back post, like uh-huh. near the goal line. And I just, you know what it means? Like you can just see it just shines through all of them what it means.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to pick up on as well was that both of those goals that we scored today were from set pieces. Like you said, it was really hard to put a cigarette paper between the two teams in terms of, I think people might say that, you know, we were challenged a bit in terms of possession, but it didn't look like Rangers again weren't taking their chances, and it was going end to end after about 15, 20 minutes. And then it's those set pieces that we're doing really well now.
Yeah. Well, they weren't, that's the thing, like there was no attack really from anybody. Like Rangers had the possession 100%. We couldn't really string much together, to be perfectly honest, but there wasn't really an attack. Like I can't really sit back and think, oh, that was a wee opportunity. Like Logan's fantastic save was probably the one of note in the game, but I can't really think of any other big ones that she had to make. Other than of course naturally the goal. But yeah, neither one of us was really like attacking. Like you're saying, like you couldn't really split the sides, and you just couldn't figure out where it was gonna, nobody even had like momentum. It was a really odd one to watch, but the set pieces ultimately, and we have been doing so well from, we know that Robertson and has got such a great cross on her. There was even that little half chance, it's a really long free kick, I think she's quite close to the halfway line, to set up Caitlin Hayes, and again Fife had to stretch for it, and it's a little half chance, but I get it just showed, like every single time we had like a corner, we were usually getting a Celtic head on
you
just, it. And then
you have hope, like, don't you, when that team gets a set piece like that, when we win a corner, you think, okay, here we go, this is actually a chance. It's very different from watching the men's team this season.
It's like extremely different.
Obviously we probably should touch on, so we scored, Kelly scored, happy days, but obviously we're one ahead. It immediately kind of almost becomes like more stressful. Weirdly, I still can't understand like the physics of this, about how as soon as you go ahead, you feel worse somehow. And then we've just got to, I couldn't even, when they kept playing back Chloe Logan missing that save, and I couldn't watch it. Talk us through that, Lindsay.
I don't know if she thinks, Lorenzo made a really good point. I'm a bit hungover today, guys, so I'm not very good at expressing my points today, but I knew what I meant in my head, but I think it was Lorenzo sort of summarised it to me. It seemed as if she kind of, it was just lazy. It was just a sort of lazy arm that she threw up to try and get it. I don't know if she thought it was going over and just did the, you know, the kind of going through the motion of like, oh, I'll just stick a hand up, it's going over the bar. That's how it seemed. It was really odd.
It was really odd because you could see the ball heading to her, and I just had no, at that point, I thought, oh, it's moving really slowly, essentially towards the goalkeeper. Yeah. And I had every faith in her, and I could not believe it when it bounced over the top of her and went in. I was just completely bowled over. Like, what?
It doesn't even seem as if she's put up a hand to save it. It seems to me she's put up a hand to go through the motion of it's going over or it's hitting the post. I don't, it was just lazy. Lazy was the word for it. I don't know what came into her mind. I mean, she wasn't thinking, she clearly wasn't thinking, else it wouldn't have happened. So it switches off for a split second and it's a total, I felt really bad though. And I think I did say at half time, I was like, I hope to God, because I didn't know if I could see another game another goal, sorry, in the game, because as I'm saying, there wasn't a lot of chances created from memory. Maybe there was and I just have blinkered, but I can't really think any of big note. And I was like, I'll be really gutted for it if that's the defining goal.
She's been so good for us as well, which is why I just had no worries when it was coming towards her. But, you know, I guess these things happen and we've come out of it and she's not going to be too worried about that. The other thing she did to sort of start to redeem herself was make that save, great save where you thought, who was the Rangers player who hit that strike?
Was it Sam Kerr? No.
I don't think
Am I off?
Again, we're going to, both of us are going to probably go back and rewatch this game and we'll talk about it when we do the show on Friday. But this is just us being a bit like over the top. I've had a couple of gin and tonics as well.
And I'm still drunk from last night. So I can't remember who had the strike now. But I'm thinking that I'm like someone with blonde hair. Was it a blonde person? Oh, fuck knows.
The other chance that was notable was before we got our goal was, and this is why I'm, you know, bigging up Chloe Warrington as well. She's really sharp and on it, like just to get that ball out from her feet when it landed. There was a chance, I can't remember how far into the game it was, 15-20 minutes, and it was Chloe Warrington who ended up basically saving it and taking it out of the goal mouth.
Because it was weird with our first goal and Rangers' first goal. There'd been like two big saves for the keepers beforehand, and then a resulting goal from the second chance. It was odd. My brother kind of noted that. He was like, "How strange that that's the way the two of them have panned out." But Warrington was fantastic, and I mean, she saved us in the first half as well, sure, with the clearance off the line and stuff. So just wee mighty mouse, to be honest with you. She's just everywhere, and I had another great performance because I think you'd, was it yourself that said in the preview you really wanted to see her in because you weren't sure if she'd maybe get...
Well, yeah, I just wanted to see her in because I was, you know, just because she had, I was so impressed by her at Celtic Park to perform the way that she did for such a young player on such a big stage to get that ball. And it was such a beautiful ball that she like won and then sent to Mariah Lee. I just thought, obviously you can't play a player based on like one tiny passage of play, but it was that on top of everything else we've seen from her this season. Yeah. I think I just thought she deserved it.
She's just got everything. She's just, there's creativity and abundance for, don't get me wrong, you do tend to need that in a fullback, but I think sometimes it's not something that you always get. Like, it's a special fullback that has that in them, that creativity and that impetus and confidence to go forward and get involved in attacks. Like, there's so many fullbacks in Scotland across so many teams that they're just, it's a big hoof up the park, and that's fine if that, you know, get rid of the ball, whatever, but it's not what we do at Celtic. At Celtic, we have an attacking style, and she fits the bill. And for being, so she is small, she's a wee totey, wee tiny, and she's so strong though off the ball and on it, so and just calm as anything, like as if I'm putting on a pair of shoes and she's running past folk, you know. It's just a great player. And I think at the time I think it was Suzanne Lappin did the commentary, and I'm going back to the clearance off the line, but it's fantastic, and I think it'll be something that we really talk about whenever we do a proper reaction to it. But like the smarts, the intelligence to be able to do that, to know like, oh, there's a gap, like Chloe's covering the front post, I'll just stand here just in case. Like that's not something that happens by accident. There's a quick decision making and thought went into that, and she's taking up her position. Guys, it's 90 minutes in this
city. I'm just checking, I've just updated my phone.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable afternoon of football. The other moment that I wanted to kind of highlight, that I'm just kind of running through it now because obviously I haven't done a rundown for this podcast. It's just me and you blethering on about the game. but there was quite a fun moment where it was Leon Jenna Fife, and it had connotations of the Celtic Park game.
And she never quite got there. She's just off at the tiniest wee bit, but I'm sure Jenna Fife was probably absolutely kicking herself thinking this cannot like be a thing again. But Mariah's pace was causing Rangers problems, I would say, for a fair whack of the game, just in different scenarios. But it's just dangerous. It's something that would scare the shit out of you as a defender. That you don't want people running at you. It's the last thing you want. Mm-hmm. As any player, it's the last thing you want. You want to be the one with the ball and taking it forward. But somebody with that type of speed. Plus, she's finally got to see Pollard's speed probably properly, because she had a couple of little things. She went one-on-one with Jenna Fyfe as well, and Fyfe just nicked it too. And she's rapid. So it's great to be able to. They're on Celtic's books and there are players. Why is there no updates? that was actually quite a funny moment, just the deja vu is happening again. Exactly. But she never quite got there. But I thought she played well, to be fair.
And the second goal, we haven't really talked about that. Sarah Ewins coming in. Let's just talk about Sarah Ewins for a minute as well, because we noted at the beginning of the game, you'd said on at the start that she was sort of playing out wide, which she hasn't really been doing, but she did against Spartans and it seemed to work really well for her. Seemed to be a great fit.
See, when I seen her on the left, I did kind of immediately go, shit, I don't actually think I spoke about that on Friday, because they only did it briefly for, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes in the second half. They were kind of rotating the three of them, like Jacinta, who was on at the time, Jacinta, Mariah and Sarah were all sort of rotating round their positions. But I thought she really suited out there on the left. Like, she was linking up really well with Jodie Bartle. Warrington had moved, because Bartle was more in the centre next to Warrington, and she was linking up with Warrington really well. And I think Donaldinho had came out to that side at 1.2 and Robbo. She was just seeing more of the ball. This is what we've said, and we were saying it the other night. After the Spartans game, Mariah got her goals, Sarah got her goal. And it was like, we'd figured out, get it into their feet, like, just give them the ball. And, like, don't get me wrong, the two of them do have the pace to go and chase it, but it doesn't work every time. It felt like it would kind of rinse that, like, just going over the top and letting them charge for it. Like, it's so predictable, so you need to use both. You need to get into their feet and get them involved. Like, Sarah Younes is a fantastic footballer. Mm-hmm. Technically really gifted in that, so we need her in possession. And I think, I don't know if it's something I would stick with, I still think she will probably prefer to be up top and to be that striker up there, but I think she'll enjoy seeing more of the ball, which I definitely think she saw out on the left against Spartans and today against Rangers. And our defensive work today, for me she was the player of the match. I thought, even in the first opening like 10 minutes, she defended so well. There were so many things that she just wasn't letting Rangers get through. And her and McLaughlin were having some really good battles and stuff as well. And I thought she was tremendous.
It's great to see, because I think we do feel like maybe we haven't seen the best of Sarah Ewins.
It's done now. It's done.
My correspondent from downstairs has just come in to tell me that it's Hibs have held Glasgow City to a draw, which is unbelievable. That they've dropped points. So we've beaten Rangers and Glasgow City have lost points. This is not the afternoon of football. Well, it's what we dreamed of.
What we dreamed of. It's not what I ever thought of.
So
this is scary now, because I'm like, well, now we've got Hibs next. Like, what? Just another game to get nervous for. It's not over yet. Do you know what I mean? It's great to celebrate these things, but there's still...
I tweeted out from the Cynic Women account earlier the table, and I did very deliberately put current standings, because I was assuming that, half an hour later we were going to be tweeting something very different, because Glasgow City would have increased their points tally, but not so.
Not today.
No, there will be much more dissection of like what this means for the table, because I can't possibly do all the complicated maths in my head, apart from... to remind people that the last game of the season, we're playing Motherwell and Glasgow City and Rangers are playing each other. So I'll just leave that there.
Which we noted a few weeks ago, because I remember texting you in the chat and was like, guys, this last day could be absolutely taunto. And as I said, this is the thing. Like, I'm very excited and we should celebrate. I'm very happy about this, about today. We should celebrate today. And can I just say, in fact, this is what I was thinking after we'd said we'll do a reaction pod. I was like, this is huge. Like, it's not the whole, the green and whitewash, beating Rangers three times in your first pro season, that you can't take that away.
Yeah.
In 50 years' time, when there's another Lindsay Hamilton taking football tours of Glasgow, like, that's your story. Do you know what I mean? Like, I currently do my tours and it's like, Celtic's first ever game, they beat Rangers. There's a big plaque on the wall.
Yeah.
And this is the same thing. You can't rewrite this. There's no this doesn't go away. It's amazing. As much we're talking about points and all that stuff, it doesn't even fucking matter. Like, it really doesn't. that's your story right there, to go and say we went toe-to-toe first season and Rangers didn't get a sniff.
It's just very exciting.
It's so good.
The other thing I wanted to kind of bring us back to as well was we've talked about Sarah Ewins there and the fact that she had a good game. We'll go through all the players and who we think was stand out. You know, you'll do your standard thing where you list every player in the squad and tell us how good they are.
I don't like to leave anybody out. That's what it is.
Just quickly, because she did win like player of the match officially on the BBC Alba commentary, it was Lisa Robertson. Yeah. We mentioned her. She sometimes is one of those players who maybe doesn't kind of get the glory that she deserves because she's just there doing her thing, like holding that midfield together, Lindsay.
She just makes it look that easy that it makes it look so easy that it doesn't look exceptional, and it is exceptional. That's why it gets so easily overlooked. It's not easy to do what Lisa does. She's a very, very special player, very gifted player. I did say today, I need to put my hands up and say I just don't think she's as involved as she's been in past games. But I don't know if that was up to her. I think it was just one of those games. We just didn't have a lot of possession. We weren't really stringing the wee passages of play together like we have been. But we predicted that as well, so it's not the end of the world. But I mean, she just wins everything. I can't really think of how many 50-50 challenges she went into and lost. Like, really not that many. She had a pretty rough challenge on her as well in the first half, which I thought was a wee bit naughty for Kirsten Riley, I think it was. Kirsten Riley. She was baffled that the ref pulled it back, and I was like, you've got to be kidding on. It was monstrous. One of those tackles that, you do expect it in these games. Sorry if you can hear that.
Some kind of emergency going on outside your window.
Yeah, some sort of emergency in the mountain. It's not me, but I don't know what's going on. She just solid in the fence, and it's her dead balls that have been the game changer. It was her corner, for that side.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not wrong that, and it was Philby. Whoever it was, bless you. But it's just great. I think Philby put in the first cross, actually.
Yeah, I was doing the last like 5 minutes of the game. I just did that thing like my father-in-law does, where you start standing up and like pacing around the room and not being able to kind of know where you're supposed to put yourself.
Yeah, I have not moved from my bed. Like all day, I was going up. I was like cradled in my room. None of these, like, I had the window blind over. I was like, I don't want any light coming in. I'm dead to the world. But I was wrapped up.
It's a lovely, lovely hangover cure, though, eh?
It was so nice. I had a little nap and stuff, and I felt so much better for it. It always came up and gave me a little cuddle in the second half, and then buggered off again. But I didn't see that, especially at half time. I was like, we just weren't. I don't know, like getting on the ball as much, and it was freaking me out. I was stressed.
We just seem to have been able to pull things out of the bag against them this season. Like, it's none of the wins have been comfortable. None of the wins have been pretty, but we've taken 3 points every time against them, and that's the thing that matters. At the end of the day, we've done it. Before we finish, because we won't go on for ages, because we will be talking about this game with some other input from our colleagues on Friday. We've got the Hibs game on Wednesday, like you said. They've just held Glasgow City to a draw, which makes that a bit more terrifying.
Yeah.
But we're now coming off the back of a really huge win. I still feel quite confident about that. We're not going to do a full preview of it, but how are you feeling about that now? Because we didn't feel able to kind of jump ahead when we did the show on Friday, because we were so focused on this game today.
Yeah. No, you couldn't really consider the Hibs game not knowing A, our result today, and now B, Hibs' result today, which I didn't even think on, really, because you just kind of expect Glasgow City to be winning every game. But something I'm really looking forward to. The momentum has shifted. I think even after today, City, the they'll be concerned as well. They need to get over the line. We did say that it was all so close. I think everybody's been, it's on a knife edge, and it still is. It's wide open. It literally one result.
Yeah.
Can change the whole outlook of your season. We've leapfrogged Rangers, but it's not by a country mile. It's not by a big margin. So at the end of the day,
we still need, tight at the top.
We
so,
need, it's still yeah. tight, and we need to win every game.
Yeah,
and that's it. So every game's just been a pure nervous fucking wreck. I'm actually fed up with it. I'm actually ready for it just to be done.
I know we've only got a few more weeks of it till June 6th. It's quite the roller coaster ride, but I just think that I'm really glad that you and I have had this opportunity to just kind of go over it, because I had a lot of nervous energy and a lot of things to say.
Yeah, you just need to get it out of your system. I think I saw Lorenzo's tweet a wee while ago to say if Fran Alonso wants a pint. I'm telling you right now, if I see any of the women's team or squad or whatever out and about, I'm just going to stop you and be like, in the pub now, out the pub now, because you're not allowed to drink inside. And hello, Elvis. And I'll get you a pint, because they all just deserve so much. The one thing I would say, though, as well, I didn't know if we were allowed fans in, and it kind of looked as if there was some people around the side, and I'm like, I don't know if it was family and friends, and I hope it was, because that's adorable if it was.
I'm pretty sure it was. I was keeping an eye, because obviously the Spartans game had fans in, Glasgow City were advertising, various clubs have been saying they'll have fans in. I was looking at Rangers' website just to see if they were going to sell tickets, and there wasn't any official channel by which
there didn't seem to be anything. So I did hear a little sort of nice wee cheer and applause at the end. So I thought that's definitely got to be like some mates and some family. And I think that's adorable. So, and I hope that's what it was.
The next game's away as well. So we're not sure at this point. I'm not sure. I haven't checked where we might be able to watch that, but fingers crossed there will be an opportunity to see that streaming. We will keep you updated. Follow at Cynic Women and it will all be there. Lindsay Hamilton, thank you so much for suggesting that we do this.
No problem. I'm surprised I've not broken into song, but no.
Work on the chants for Wednesday, please.
Yeah. I'll get some new chants out.
Yeah, amazing. It's been so good. What an afternoon of football. Can't believe what's happened. Thank you to everyone who's been following along on the Twitter and the Flick chat and everything. It's been great. Like, keep coming with your opinions and everything. We will be recording officially again on Friday, talking about this and also whatever happens in the Hibs game on Wednesday, and looking forward to really what is going to be crunch time, because it's the last few games of the season. But until then, I've been your host, Claire Wilde. This has been the impromptu reaction to Celtic beating Rangers, and we will speak to you very soon.